All right, thank
Damn
you.
Right.
Thank you, EA. It's 5:35 out here at Hooters in the West End, right by our radio station. We walked over here, as a matter of fact. And I don't know when this was. A couple of weeks ago, somebody sent me a piece of audio that I thought was dead, gone, dusted, that I would never, ever hear. But they had it. It popped up, and I was like, oh, my God. This is, from our perspective at least, our guest perspective, it's pretty legendary audio. So let's welcome our guests first. One would be Dave Lane, who is right here in the city of Dallas. And I know that because Dave has been co-hosting the morning show all week. Hi, David.
I have been yuck monkeying.
Yes, you have definitely been yuck monkeying your butt off. And the other guy that
the
you...
The voice of Beelzebub.
No. The guy you've
Sorry.
Been, the guy
Too much
been,
gain?
A little loud.
Oh,
little
yeah,
bit.
You're really loud. The guy you've been filling in for is not here. He is off to another land. He is Gordon Keith.
How about now?
Hey. You're still so loud.
Still really loud.
Unbelievable.
How about... Oh, that's too much.
Jeez.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way.
Stop.
How about now?
Yeah.
That's better.
Oh, God.
I'm so
Gordon.
Sorry.
Gordon, you're like in Antarctica. You sound great.
Do I? I'm using a very cheap headset right now.
No, you literally sound perfect, and you could not...
He sounds better than I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always.
Dave, you just need to back off. Just
less is more.
Yeah, you don't know when to quit, Dave.
He's got radio blue balls.
So, and I know you guys are acutely aware of the audio that I'm talking about, because it's been referenced several times before. And it's been, I guess, kind of couched historically as Corby's Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
It's the first I've heard of this.
You can't do this. So back in the day, and I don't know when this started either. I lose track of time, especially knowing that we've all been doing this stuff for 50 years. But at some point in the past, starting in 97 or 8, we all did participated in a Saturday show that was on either from 8 to 11 or 9 to noon. It fluctuated in time. We gained more hours as the popularity of the show progressed through the years. But we did a show called The Rant, and it was the Gordon Keith Bohemian Rant. And you took in Davey and I as a couple of ticket shelter dogs to somehow be your helper during this show.
We stole you from the tea box.
Yes. Y'all were my comedic shelter dogs.
Yeah.
I saw something in you. Y'all would be loving.
Now, I don't know how it all unfolded. I do know that, yeah, I was doing the golf show at some point and was asked to join you guys to, you know... Get
you,
off.
You just never left.
We'd trick
once
you.
The golf
we would trick you into staying late.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And it was like, and tease Corby for one more segment. And so finally, I just kind of made my way.
Yeah, Corby, just hang out. One more segment. We just have to ask you something.
Every
just hold on.
Week, I remember listening to that. And it was the weekend, so you had like maybe one commercial to play the whole hour.
Yeah.
So there was no, you know, clear seam for you to be able to exit.
Right. Right. So, and you know, and this was back in the heavy drinking days
for all of us.
For all of us, yeah. In which,
especially Gordon,
we would be out to all hours of the evening on Friday before the show, and that would translate into doing the show and then going out and drinking at noon, like a lunch buffet of beers and cocktails. Couched as, let's review the show. Let's just talk about what we did for the last 3.5 hours by drinking.
And eating big boy breakfasts.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's another subject.
It is. So, anyway, at one point we were doing our show from, of all places, and that's how this conversation even started. We were at an RV place, which you'll hear as part of this audio. Now, I don't know. Have you guys heard this audio since we actually did it?
I think that I've heard it maybe once.
Okay.
I'm not even sure of that, though. I may not have heard it, but I think I recall hearing it like 10 years after it happened or something.
Okay.
I was tagged on the link that you got, Corby, so I listened to it when it was sent out, whenever that was, a week ago.
Yeah, so had you heard it in 20 years prior?
No.
I hadn't either. So I'm thinking this is like late 90s. The earliest of early aughts. And so,
does this hold up? Are we sure this is okay?
Age well?
As long as you're cool with talking about my father touching me, then yeah.
No, I'm fine with that.
Oh. Jeez.
Yeah, I think that we're home free if you're cool with all that. But the thing is that, yes, things were different back then. And... you guys, it was just very classic Ticket where somebody just says, hey, I want to tell this story. I'd like to relay this story, which I think will add to content. And it turns into the other guys pouncing on you so hard that you can't even get your point across.
Yeah, refabricating the story so it has nothing to do with the original concept.
Yeah. We would just rugby scrum.
We would always rewrite in real time.
Right.
That was the
add unnecessary details.
Yes. Right. And so this is only like 3.5 minutes long, wow. and the story itself probably, if I would just tell it without interruption, would take like 30 seconds, all right? But this went a little bit longer, and it got way out of control. And in the last 30 seconds, a lot of people have said, do you know the hardest you've ever laughed? That's like a standard question at the Ticket Stock AMAs that we do. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't remember. This certainly ranks up there in the top three, though, the last 30 seconds where I lose it because of what Gordon labels my dad's camper as, and I just can't recover from it. So without further ado, here we go. This is from late 90s, early aughts. It is Corby's Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin.
At noon today, Earl Campbell's going to show up. Earl Campbell, of course, the Longhorn great.
There's a ton of horn fans already here.
Yeah, and they're getting ready for Earl Campbell. He's going to be here at noon. They're going to have some Earl Campbell sausage for you.
Do you guys remember Earl Campbell showing up at a remote of ours, by the way?
No.
I mean, it's Earl Campbell. I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
He heard the second. Free refreshments, new and used motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, pop-ups. They got some really nice stuff out here at Longhorn RV. Matter of fact, I may walk out of here with a pop-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You know, my parents owned one of those.
Did you go camping a lot when you were a kid?
All the time.
I love camping. I haven't been in forever.
It was fun. I barely remember because I was so small. Only thing I remember is they put us to bed, and they had
your dad came in drunk and started touching on you.
I mean, right out of the chute.
I mean, you got one detail out.
Yeah,
they took us camping,
touching on you.
Uh huh. 1 point.
No boundaries.
No.
None.
Your dad walked in and started touching
no
on
no radio awareness. No nothing.
No.
No.
Weekend programming.
I remember because I was so small. Only thing I remember is they put us to bed and they had
your dad came in drunk and started touching on you.
Whoa.
Is that not for air too?
I don't know if that's for anything.
I don't remember what's for air and what's not.
I don't know if that's for anything. So,
Corby, quiet. I got the curtain closed.
They had a stash of Twinkies.
You wake your mom up, I'll kill you.
Oh my God.
Gee.
If you wake your mom up, I'll kill you. I'm four. I'm four years old.
Oh, stop. Just stop.
No, we can't.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is this blade cold?
And I joined in the fun. Like, I...
Right? See,
yeah, you got turned.
Yeah, like
you're even riding for your dad.
You got bit by the vampire.
Yeah, you turn so quickly on your own family on this stupid show.
He's got plain gold.
So they had a stash of Twinkies and Ding Dongs for like
the table.
For like the
God, why do you get so violent?
For like the entire trip, for like the 4 day trip, for like five families. So,
and that's the other thing you're getting ready to realize is that, dude. I'm assuming it was Jason. That's Hey Dill of Hey Dill fame. You talk about just freedom to play as much as he wants.
Carpet bombing drops.
I mean, it is like, it's like a monkey back there, like just hitting any button that he can.
I knew where they were, and so I went in the middle of the night and ate like four Twinkies and four Ding Dongs, and so I was...
Oh, wow. Does that give you a dietary shift?
I was sleeping above my dad, and in the middle of the night, I just rolled up.
That was legit.
So what happened was there was a dump there.
Yeah.
So this is post-dump audio, and what was dumped there was I literally threw up on my dad.
Right.
All right? I ate so many Twinkies and Ding Dongs, unbeknownst to them, they were out doing whatever, and... Insert joke. And so when my dad came back in, I just rolled over and vomited all over him.
So he's under, he's got a bunk up under you.
Yeah, bunk up under me.
Of my dad, and in the middle of the night, I just rolled up.
That was legit. I think that's legit.
Well, I said no. You did, didn't you, Jason?
I'm not.
Well, it was funny, Dave. I'll give you credit. It was a good line.
You just... A Dave joke that didn't quite make the cut.
Of course.
Yeah.
No idea.
You said that your dad and mom brought out a bunch of ding dongs.
Right.
And you ate them.
You ate your mom's ding dongs, too.
His dog.
Can't I just tell a story about vomiting on my father without you making jokes?
So, when did your dad get into that?
Yeah.
When did he discover his unusual kink?
Why did it turn to where I'm telling a story to my dad being into it?
Yeah, that's his fetish, is having his 4-year-old son throw up on him.
He left the ding dongs and Twinkies out for me
on purpose
with a note.
Yeah, right.
He invaded you.
Please, Corby, eat all of these.
He was grooming you.
In what?
Corby, I think I could. It should be vomiting on me.
You're the guy with a nice...
Two fingers, Corby.
Gosh.
What? Oh, gosh.
Again.
The drops.
It's just...
Yeah, once was enough.
Yes, we get it.
Oh, it's happening. I don't care if your mom wakes up.
I don't care, see.
It went from, if your mom wakes up, I'll kill you, to,
I don't even care.
Yeah, if your mom wakes up.
No. I'm so fired up.
He's in the throes of such pleasure.
Just
nothing matters
forth.
Anymore.
I'm going to kill you. Wait a minute. I don't care anymore.
Corby's offering. Okay, anyway. All right.
Dad, we need to move on. Right.
Oh, God.
Your vomit tastes so pure.
Gross.
I love the taste of vomited ding dongs. Okay.
So, you tell the story.
So, the story is that we're at Longhorn RV and they distanced from that last conversation. That didn't happen in one of their RVs. That was in Corby's daddy's ding dong cabin or whatever they had.
Okay.
I'm dying now.
So right there, that is when Gordon renames the entire segment Corby's Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. It certainly didn't happen in one of these RVs. That was in Corby's Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. So this is when...
Meanwhile, Earl Campbell's standing off to the side just waiting to go on the air.
With, like, sausage samples for you guys.
He's so excited.
Yeah, he's made a whole plate, has a doily up under the sausage.
Got his apron on.
He's having to listen to that trash.
Got tears rolling down his cheek. All right, so this is where I lose it, and I can't keep it together.
Corby's daddy's ding dong cabin, or whatever they had.
His dog.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
Listen.
So how many times did you guys go out?
In the ding dong cabin.
Never heard you laugh this hard.
The ding dong.
All right.
I'm done.
Oh, gosh.
Done.
Great.
Wow. It is insane what we thought was good to say on the air in front of people.
You know, yeah, what I'm always shocked by in listening to these old rants is how I was like the straight guy for so much of the time. Like, I'm trying to keep the
now loose
happy and
oh yeah, you were, yeah. Well, let's go back to the RV blaze.
Let's make sure we tease ahead here.
But it very thinly veiled, right?
Like, yes.
Because neither Dave or I, we didn't care about any of that. So at least you had to have some semblance of radio
it was his,
professionalism.
It was his name on the marquee. He's
That's
ultimately
right.
responsible.
That's right. We were featured.
Right.
It was like a rap
guys,
song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, here's the last 30 seconds again.
Corey's daddy's ding-dong cabin or whatever they had.
His dog.
Ding-dong.
Yeah.
So how many times did you guys go out
in the day?
You yeah. laugh this hard.
Dingo.
All right.
I'm done.
It's the kind of laugh where you actually lose, you can't breathe anymore. It's no sound at all, you
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's a walk down memory lane. Oh,
yes,
boy.
It's very important. Very important to remember the past like that.
It is. It is.
We learn from it.
All right. We got to go.
Are there ding dongs in the Mavs? The hotel room, or no?
Okay.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it go. All right. Thanks to All our right. special guests, Gordon and Dave Lane today, and Mark Folliwell mm-hmm. and Bob Stern.
Love you guys.
A lot of guests. Thank you, boys, very
love
much.
You. All right,
we'll
Danny.
We'll talk to you soon.
See you, boys.
Love
All
you,
right.
Danny. Love you, Torby.
Love
you too, Dave.
Bye, Gordon.
Dave will be on the air in the morning
Where's
with the
Gordon?
Hot push. Gordon's right there. And we'll be back tomorrow live from Fannin Tree Farm up in Frisco, McKinney area. So check us out. And check out the Stars coming up next
gonna be
as
great.
They play the team.
Where's
Bye.
The goo?
Oh, God.